There's a little-known bank run by the federal government that expired this summer. It supports billions of dollars in economic activity across our region. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo has this report on how many local businesses are hoping Congress can revive the Export-Import Bank when they return to Washington next week.
What better way to embrace summer than with ice cream? That's why we ventured down to Bassett's Ice Cream Stand in Reading Terminal Market.
You want the Oreo cone with chocolate and upside down the cup?
Yes, please.
Two scoops already, right? Okay, that's all I need.
Bassett's is America's oldest ice cream company. Michael Strange's great-great-grandfather founded it, and he's now grooming the sixth generation to take over the family business.
We are the last remaining original merchant in this Reading Terminal Market, which opened in 1892. We still have our original marble counters here. So we're in, this is truly an historic venue in Philadelphia, and I would say the epicenter of food in the city.
Even though the ice cream is now sold internationally, Strange says the company hasn't forgotten its roots. Just take a look at their most popular variety, vanilla.
That's our vanilla bean spec. That is quintessentially Philadelphia. Many, many companies use vanilla extract. And I think people who are eating Philadelphia vanilla expect those little black bean specks.
But the company has evolved. It now makes a green tea or matcha ice cream for their customers in China. Bassett shipped its first batch to China in 2008. Strange says his overseas business is dependent on the credit guarantees he receives from the Export-Import Bank, a federal bank that financially backs U.S. companies that export overseas. Strange says even though the bank's charter has lapsed, his credit line will last a couple more months. But he's worried Republicans in Congress are going to kill the bank once and for all.
It's not going to put us out of business, but it's certainly going to affect our volume. It's going to affect our hiring plans in coming years. It'll affect our growth. I mean, the effects are going to be many-fold on this.
Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Chaka Fatah says the bank doesn't just support local ice cream.
So peanut chews, which are manufactured in Philly, now being sold in 46 other countries around the world. Pen, fish, and tackle over in Newark, Philadelphia, selling fishing reels at $1,500 a reel all around the world. Opening up opportunities for our businesses to build it here and to sell it other places makes sense.
The Export-Import Bank has been at the center of a fierce debate, dividing more moderate Republicans and Tea Party conservatives who call it corporate welfare. They also point out the bank removed officials last year over allegations they took bribes in order to finance contracts with federal money. Central Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Tom Marino is still undecided on the bank, but he's demanding reforms.
I want more oversight on it. I want more guarantees of payment. I want when someone is unable to make the payment, we need to do a complete investigation as to why. And if there are assets out there, it's just like someone filing bankruptcy and hiding assets. I don't want that to happen.
The bank claims it supports close to 600 businesses across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. They export more than $12 billion in goods. That's why many businesses were up in arms that Republican leaders allowed the bank's charter to expire at the beginning of July. Central Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur is hoping his party leaders can at least placate the conservative wing of the party and revive the bank.
Well, there's a lot of people here that would like to shut it down. So I think we've got to address some of the issues that have been problem. And there are some things that need to change in the bank. But I, for one, strongly believe that we need to reauthorize it.
But North Jersey Democrat Bill Pascrell says this fight over the Export-Import Bank reveals that the Republican Party has been co-opted by the Tea Party.
These guys just want to undermine government. This is a plan that calls for no tax money. It's brought $650 million into the Treasury just this past year. There is no reason to undo the effort to create jobs in America.
Back at Bassett's Ice Cream, Michael Strange isn't thinking about politics. He's been trying to find a private bank to replace the Export-Import Bank, and he hasn't found one willing to support his international business.
I cannot help but suspect that without replacing this foreign receivables insurance, our shipments to China are going to diminish significantly.
While Congress prepares to debate the bank this fall, Strange says he's going to keep calling around to find a replacement, but he isn't optimistic. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo.